You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We've got Camilla from the Auckland Zine Fest in studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Hello, good. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you up here this morning. Now, Zine Fest has been running for 10 years. This is its 10th year, which is very exciting. But let's just like go right back to the basics. What is a zine, Camilla?
Okay, a zine, I guess if you look it up on Wikipedia, it's a small press publication, very DIY. So it kind of started, they have always existed really. It's just like a pamphlet that you use to distribute as a ways of alternative media. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the time people would use it, like if they had really kind of vanguardist ideas, they would print them and publish them themselves and distribute them. So that's where zines started, and then they've kind of developed into you can have art zines, you can have photography zines, or if you write comic books, you can make your own comic books and publish them and make them into a zine. So it's short for magazine or fanzine. And it can be anything you want, basically.
It's such a cool sort of culture, because it's like anything really, where you've got all these amazing subcultures that come under the banner of it. But it's a really amazing thing to go to the Auckland Zine Fest and see all these different offshoots of the kind of things that people obsess over or are really interested in coming out in these beautiful DIY publications. What kinds of things, as you were saying, you've got comics, you've got stuff like this, what kinds of things will people expect to see at the Auckland Zine Fest?
There's definitely different trends. So there's a lot of mental health zines where people will either describe their own experiences, or if they've been through a hard time, they'll kind of give you tips on how to deal with things, or maybe they're quite knowledgeable and have a PhD on psychology and they'll write about it. You have a lot of LGBTQI zines as well, people that are either challenging things that we take as normal, and then kind of make you think about it, or it will, a lot of the time it's just based on a personal experience. You just have silly comics, a lot of political stuff. Everything's a bit political.
It's the nature of zine culture, yeah, really. Yeah. If there's one thing that ties it all together, it's probably a little bit of politics.
Eh? Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. And a lot of pretty stuff as well. If you're really into design, like you can get different papers, different inks, a lot of risograph stuff.
I'm always amazed by the different ways people think to make a publication. You know, you often think about, like, I guess the classic zine is like a Xeroxed sort of folded A4 piece of paper stapled together, and that's awesome in its own right. But you also get people with beautiful, like, handcrafted paper folding into almost like origami, basically, to make a publication. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, there's a lot of art books like that, and I'm just thinking of David Merritt, who does these, he repurposes old books and makes these little poems that fold out, and those are always amazing and great gifts to give to people.
The Zine Fest is also, it's a very good way to support local artists, to support poets and things like that, who don't necessarily have, I guess, another outlet where you can buy their work necessarily. It's a really good way for you to go support people whose work you've liked, or whose work you're sort of interested in. It's kind of like the internet, but tangible way.
Yes, exactly. Because a lot of these people are already, they already have an internet community, but at Zine Fest is kind of, it's like the IRL version of your communities, and you can meet them and you can talk to them, and that's half part of the fun as well, because you get to like geek out with these people that are into the same thing that you like.
Totally. Hey, so there's lots of events that are running as part of the Auckland Zine Fest. So there's the main thing, which is on the at the Auckland Art Gallery, I believe. Is that right? What are the dates for that?
So that's this Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m.
So people can pop into the North Atrium, which is the big sort of glass bit in the Auckland Art Gallery, head up the stairs there, and all the zines will be laid out in like a marketplace, basically. It's always packed, so it's good fun.
Yes, bring cash.
Bring cash. But there's other things happening as well. What kind of other events are happening as part of Zine Fest?
So we've had a little zine mingle in the past week for people to come in, and we made like a collab zine. We've had a couple of comic book workshops. We've got, during the Zine Fest, we actually have like a kids zine making workshop that's going to happen somewhere else in the gallery. I can't remember exactly where. And then we have the closing night party as well, which is on the 27th at Whammy Back Room. And that's when we have the Best of the Fest prizes.
So what is the Best of the Fest prizes?
Best of the Fest is usually five categories. And we elect judges from different backgrounds. So we have usually like AUT lecturers or someone who's into independent publishing. And they'll pick the Best of the Fest, Best Political Zine, Best Art Design Zine, and then we give them prizes and make a big deal out of it.
Fantastic. So it's going to be a great event this sort of weekend coming up, but there's also all these other little things that you can keep your ears and eyes out for as well. I think it's been a really interesting year in Auckland because there's been lots of talk about like libraries closing at the university and things like that, but we've had new things pop up like the Samoa House Library on K Road, which is a community-run initiative. How's that sort of culture been, I guess, coming through in what you've seen in zines? Because they go hand in hand, those communities, I guess.
Yeah. I think there's definitely more interest in zines. So even though the establishment is getting rid of the libraries, like there's definitely more interest to have published works available. Mm-hmm. Even the Central Library have a great zine library. And Samoa House Library, where you can donate your own zines. They have a great collection, and that's why we've been trying to work more with them. And we had the zine mingle there, and we would like to have a good relationship with them because it's just a great space for people to not just have their zines at Zine Fest, but also have them there all year round.
Fantastic. So if people want to head along, they can go to the Auckland Art Gallery this weekend, and that's across Saturday and Sunday. Thank you, Camilla, for popping up and chatting to us. If you want to find out more, you guys have a website, don't you?
Yes, AucklandZineFest.org, but I haven't been very good at updating it, so go to our Facebook or Instagram.
Fair enough. Well, we're going to play some Bikini Kill because Riot Girl was totally, totally tied up with zine culture. This is Rebel Girl on BFM Breakfast.
She's a queen of the neighborhood. She got the hottest track.
Bikini Kill, of course, on 95 BFM Breakfast. That track was Rebel Girl. Bikini Kill were totally part of the sort of start of zine culture really exploding in the 90s. Riot Girl was a huge part of that movement, and it still is. If you want to find out more about zines, then the Auckland Zine Fest, they have their website. You can also jump on the Facebook page for them as well, and you can head along this weekend to go and check it out at the Auckland Art Gallery on Saturday and Sunday. Also, they are having their closing party on the 27th, and there's some great, very BFM associated acts playing, including Lucky Boy and I'm Amelia, plus Callum Lee, and it's free entry, so that's a good thing to do.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.